from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 4750 kHz.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin launches Village Literacy Movement. Minister Budi Karya Sumadi affirms Indonesia's transportation sector has increased over the last 10 years. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin launched the Village Literacy Movement, which became the highlight of the 44th anniversary of the National Library of the Republic of Indonesia and National Book Day 2024. In his remarks at the National Library Building Jakarta on Friday, he stated,
"Gerakan literasi desa yang hari ini,
the Village Literacy Movement, which was launched, invites the active participation of rural communities in materializing superior and competitive human resources, particularly in developing villages in Indonesia. This movement should be able to shape and change the mindset of rural people in order to actively participate in development programs and empowerment of rural communities launched by the government." Moreover, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also conveyed that books are the main media for increasing literacy and a prerequisite for the birth of intellectuality. Books are also able to make people have critical thinking, skills, and problem-solving abilities. Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi said that transportation development has expanded over the last 10 years with the highest increase recorded in sea transportation. During this time, the government has seen a series of transportation development processes, both in urban and rural areas across Indonesia. During the Transportation Sector Discussion Forum, which was followed online in Jakarta, the minister viewed that many airports, train stations, and bus terminals have been renovated in the country. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources has made policy improvement since 2021 to draw the interest of investors in the Indonesian oil and gas sector. Director of Upstream Oil and Gas Development of the Ministry, Ariana Sumanto, noted in a statement from the Ministry in Jakarta Friday that the policies include the implementation of new production sharing contract terms and conditions, exploration privileges, and upstream oil and gas incentives. Since 2021, the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources has improved its policy to increase investment in exploration and production. The Indonesian Navy deployed 7 naval ships to secure the Straits of Bali and Lombok, Bali Sea, and Indian Ocean during the 10th World Water Forum that commenced in Nusa Dua, Bali Island on Saturday. According to a press statement of the 2nd Fleet Command's Information Division released to Antara Friday, to secure the 10th World Water Forum theme Water for Shared Prosperity, the Navy also dispatched 3,000 personnel. The World Health Organization said Friday that it has received no medical supplies in the Gaza Strip for 10 days as Israel pursues a new offensive against Hamas. As reported by ArabNews.com, according to WHO spokesman Tariq Jasarevic, Israel's closure of the Rafah crossing into Gaza has caused a difficult situation, and the last medical supplies that WHO got in Gaza was before May the 6th. Israeli troops entered the city of Rafah on May the 7th to extend their offensive against Hamas over the militant group's attack 7 months earlier. They closed the Rafah crossing into Egypt that is crucial for humanitarian supplies, with UN agencies warning of a growing risk of famine in Gaza. The Kerem Shalom and Erez crossing from Israel are also virtually shut down. Chinese authorities have unveiled their most significant steps yet to address this crisis that has been dragging on the country's property sector in recent years. As reported by BBC.com, the new measures include cutting the amount home buyers need for a deposit and encouraging local authorities to purchase unsold properties. Problems in China's property market are having a major impact on the world's second largest economy, as the industry had been a key driver of growth until recently. 55 paintings by Vietnamese Thai artist Duc Trong Le depicting President Ho Chi Minh are on display at the Vietnam Fine Arts Museum in Hanoi. As quoted by VOVWorld.vn, the exhibition, which opened on Friday, celebrates the 134th birth anniversary of President Ho Chi Minh, born on May 19, 1890. Nguyen An Minh, his director of the museum, said the paintings portray President Ho's revolutionary career from the early days of national salvation to significant milestones in Vietnam's revolutionary history. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Central Bangka Regency, Bangka Belitung Islands Province. The government of Central Bangka Regency, Bangka Belitung Islands Province, preserves the Taberlaut tradition of the people of Batu Beriga village, which has cultural values. Central Bangka Region Al Ghafri Rahman in Koba Tuesday said that the traditional Taberlaut festival is an expression of local culture as a form of gratitude for the marine products obtained over the past year. The Taberlaut ritual is carried out with traditional leaders who move to the beach to scatter taber leaves while praying to the Creator so that good fortune continues to be abundant. The head of Batu Beriga village, Gani, said that the Taberlaut was an expression of gratitude of Batu Beriga village as a coastal village dominated by fishermen for the sea products they got. Gani also said that there are several restrictions that must be obeyed, including not being able to dip items that have been cooked on the stove into the seawater, not being allowed to go to sea for 3 days after this traditional event, and children are only allowed to play around the Taberlaut area. The next news comes from Makassar City, South Sulawesi Province. Construction of the Brain, Heart and Cancer Hospital, located in the Center Point of Indonesia or CPI, Makassar area, South Sulawesi, has reached 78%. Acting Governor of South Sulawesi, Bahtiar Baharudin, in Makassar Tuesday said that President Joko Widodo plans to inaugurate this hospital in July or August this year. Apart from being a health service center, this hospital is also designed to be an education and research center as well as a medical tourism icon with world-class facilities. The Brain, Heart, and Cancer Hospital, built in Makassar, is unique not only in its specialization, but also in its integration with the tourist ecosystem because it offers stunning sea views. In addition, this hospital will be equipped with dock and helipad facilities, demonstrating a commitment to accessibility and integration with community conditions. The hospital, which is the Makassar Vertical Technical Implementation Unit, is expected to become a super hub for specialist health services in Indonesia, as well as a center for comprehensive services, education, and research. The last news item in the news from across Indonesia comes from Sintang, West Kalimantan Province. A total of 662 dancers performed a multi-ethnic dance with the theme Sintang is a Place of Return at the peak of the commemoration of the 662nd anniversary of Sintang City, Sintang Regency, West Kalimantan Province. Mas Dance Coordinator Susana Raguniati Tuesday said that the Mas Dance was a creative dance depicting the beauty of Sintang City with its various ethnicities, religions, and groups living in harmony side by side. That was news from across Indonesia. Today in history begins with May the 18th, 1974. India carries out its first nuclear test. After approximately 2 years, a team of 75 scientists working under strict secrecy, finally India carried out a nuclear bomb test on May 18, 1974, in the interior of the Thar Desert, India. This test, called Pokhran-1, produced a large explosion with a very loud sound and a mushroom cloud that rose high into the desert sky. This test also made India the sixth country to have a nuclear power after the United States, the Soviet Union, Britain, China, and France. Turning to May 18, 1980, Mount St. Helens erupts. Mount St. Helens in Washington, United States, erupted on May 18, 1980. The eruption spewed lava as high as 1,300 feet from the mouth of the crater. At least 9 people were killed and 48 others were missing. The volcanic eruption also caused a thick ash rain in the Washington area, leaving several parts in the state without sunlight. I'll end today in history with May 18, 1998. Thousands of students occupy Indonesia's Parliament building. On May 18, 1998, history records that thousands of Indonesian students from various campuses succeeded in controlling and occupying the House of Representatives or Parliament building. This dramatic moment was the initial gateway for Indonesia to enter a period of political reform after 32 years led by President Suharto. At that time, students demonstrated and demanded that Suharto resign from his position as President of the Republic of Indonesia. This event was the peak of the crisis of public confidence in the president, as well as an important moment in the history of Indonesia. That was today in history.
Yeah.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Minister of Transportation supports business optimization at Nipah Transmission Anchorage Area. Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi supports the optimization of foreign ship business activities in the Nipah Transshipment Anchorage Area, Nipah Island, Riau Islands, in order to improve the country's economy. Quoted from Antara Thursday, Budi Karya Sumadi said this was aimed at making the Nipah area more productive and becoming an example for other ship-to-ship or STS places in the country, which in the end could provide economic benefits for Indonesia. The minister said that by supporting this, the area will become a ship-to-ship location for a place where several products move from abroad to Indonesia or vice versa. He hopes that there will be strict law enforcement for foreign ships that violate the rules, such as dumping waste in Indonesian waters. He revealed that to prevent this, the Ministry of Transportation has the InApportNet application, which can be used to monitor ships' movements throughout Indonesia. Apart from that, through this application, the authorities can find out the profile of ships that commit violations, such as those that are reckless in dumping waste. Budi Karya Sumadi also said that his ministry was also ready to simplify regulations to facilitate the business activities of foreign ships in the Nipah region. He also welcomed the steps taken by Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, to provide operational convenience for tourists, cruise ship, and yachts in terms of policy and operations to sail in Indonesian waters. According to him, these steps will have a positive impact on tourism and the Indonesian economy. Regarding this matter, Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, said that various regulations related to maritime activities in Indonesia must be harmonized between ministries and institutions. According to him, this step needs to be taken so that existing regulations don't make it difficult for business actors, which in the end will actually be detrimental to Indonesia. In the future, he could ask the Maritime Security Agency and the Indonesian Navy to guarantee the safety of sailing ships and request that the administration and licensing process become paperless to make it more efficient in Indonesian waters. That was My Indonesia Today.
Untuk selamat.
Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Yangko is one of Yogyakarta's traditional foods made from sticky rice flour. It is similar in ingredients and flavor to Japanese mochi cake. Yangko is shaped like a small brick-shaped box with a slightly dense texture but still chewy. Thus, Yangko, at first glance, looks like jelly candy, and usually it is made with various colors. In the past, Kota Gede was the capital of the Islamic Mataram Kingdom. It was in this city that the history of Yangko began. At the time, Yangko was known as the food of kings or priyayi. Even Prince Diponegoro, a national hero who led the Java War, often made Yangko as provisions when fighting because this food can last a long time. Listener, the name Yangko is believed to come from the word Kiyangko. Then, in the Javanese tongue, the word was pronounced as Yangko, which became widely known by public in 1939. The food is continuously developed and many people start making it. The process of making Yangko turns out to require a long time and diligence. First, the glutinous rice is steamed and then dried in the sun. Afterward, the glutinous rice is fried without oil and ground to make it like flour. After that, sugar with flour is cooked and added with the desired flavor. After it is done, the dough is cooled. After the dough is cooled, it is cut into squares and dusted with flour. Next, it is packaged using oil paper. Listener, in the past, this sweet-tasting cake only contained a mixture of nuts and sugar. But now, Yangko has been made with various flavors such as pineapple, durian, strawberry, and so on. Besides having a sweet taste, Yangko also has a fragrant aroma, so it can be appetizing. In addition to its chewy and soft texture in the mouth, it makes us feel like we don't want to stop eating it. Although Yangko has been modified with the addition of various flavors, it still doesn't leave its sweet and chewy characteristics. If you are traveling to Yogyakarta, don't forget to come back home with Yangko, which has been designated as Indonesia's intangible cultural heritage. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena ku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada lagi rasa antara aku dengan dia. Siapkah kau bertahta di hatiku, hai cinta? Karena ini saat yang tepat untuk singgah di hatiku. Namun, siapkah kau tuk jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Pikirlah saja dulu, hingga tiada ragu, agar mudah.
di hidupku.
Bila kau jatuh cinta, katakanlah.
Cinta,
katakanlah. Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's miscellany informs you about a soldier of Komando Pasukan Katak or Frogman Forces Command or Kopaska. Hari Rohman won second place in the Ironman Triathlon Championship in Da Nang City, Vietnam on Sunday, May 12. This event was participated in by 1,000 participants from Indonesia, Vietnam, the Philippines, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, England, Japan, South Korea, New Zealand, France, and the United States. The participants were divided in the individual team category of 2 or 3 people, consisting of the International Open, which includes swimming 1,900 meters, cycling 90,000 meters, and running 21,000 meters. In this event, the soldier Hari Rohman, as second sergeant, won second place overall in the international relay team, while first place was won by the team from Vietnam. The commander of the Frogman Forces Command of the Indonesian Navy, First Admiral TNI Baroyo Eko Basuki, stated, "Hari Rohman has made achievements in competitions held at home and abroad. This success is the result of hard work in training and the high fighting spirit of Kopaska soldiers who go through the process consistently wherever they are." Listener, Hari Rohman is an outstanding soldier in the Indonesian Navy Doctrine Development, Education and Training Command Unit. He has sports hobbies such as running, cycling and swimming, which are his daily activities. It is hoped that the achievements by Hari Rohman can inspire other soldiers to keep fighting to make the nation proud on the world stage. Well, listener, that ends Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls.
Take back my life, son. Prove that I'm alright, son.
into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song entitled Mudah Saja by the Keroncong Line Music Entertainment Orchestra. The song, which means it's easy, was popularized in 2008 by a band from Yogyakarta, Indonesia, namely Sheila on 7. This song was created by Eros Chandra, the guitarist of the band. The song tells the story of someone who is brokenhearted after his lover leaves him. Trying to get out of the condition is not that easy. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Mudah Saja by Keroncong Line Music Entertainment Orchestra. Let's check this one out. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kini kau pergi dari hidup. denganmu walau aku tak mau. Berjuta warna pelangi di dalam hati, sejenak luluh bergaming menjauh pergi. Tak ada lagi cahaya suci, semua nada beranda aku terdiri.